this warehouse. And all the rooms in it was pretty near square to some degree. Not necessarily had to, but... And quite a few of them had either a door or a window in the middle of each wall. Now, I don't know why that was that way. If you got something too long, you was partially covering a window, vice versa. Now, that wasn't always true, but that was not too unusual at all. And most of them had the, do you call this a gable roof? Okay, that's why most of them did. Ours happened to have the four.
Right. So they those houses spread out this way too?
Yes, yes.
Would you have a living room?
Yes.
Okay, is that what you would call it, a living room, or was there another name?
Oh, well, living room or front room.
Front room. Would that be the same as a family room?
Yes.
Okay.
It was one... it was the room.
Right.
And we had a kitchen.
Okay.
Then we had two bedrooms. And by today's standard, they would be small.
Yeah. Enough for a bed, huh?
Yeah. Bed and walk around, two sides of it, and a small dresser, and that was it.
Yeah. Did you have an upstairs room?
No, but we had a basement.
You had a basement.
Full-size basement.
Okay. Is it the same as a cellar, or would that be something
else? Yeah, a cellar... I think a cellar is a little more of a unit by itself.
Okay.
I believe. That's what I would think.
Okay.
That's my terminology.
Okay, I think I...
Yeah, and first it was put in a country, they called them dugouts.
Okay.
But the cellar, they did a little bit more, like build up so much wall and then put a window in.
Oh, okay.
And...
Did your house have a fireplace?
No.
Okay. Are you familiar with fireplaces?
Yes.
From one house or another? Can you tell me what the name of the pieces on a fireplace that you sort of set knickknacks on or pictures and that sets
over? It's a mantle? Would that be the word you're looking for?
That's one. What about the it's usually made out of brick or rock and it comes out of the
chimney?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did in these fireplaces that you've seen, do you know what the hearth would be?
Well, wouldn't the hearth be where the coals would be and kind of in front of it there?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, but people have a little different idea of what the hearth is.
Yeah, really in this country, around in here, fireplaces were not popular.
Really?
Now, a little bit more over in the Little Cedars and stuff, I think they had more.
Where's Little Cedars?
Well, it's just scattered cedar trees, and they don't get big.
Is that near here? Where is that?
Oh, Kim is about 15 and 30, about 40 mile, maybe a little over.
Okay.
And then north of Kim, going toward Los Lajana, you run through the edge of them.
Okay. Do you know what there's usually something in there that holds the wood. Do you know what that would be called?
Well, in a regular stove, they're called a grate. But that's not what they're called in a fireplace.
You ever heard of andirons?
What?
Andirons?
That might be, but I don't believe I've heard the name.
Maybe some people use, like, dog irons or fire dogs. Is that familiar
to you?
Well,
that's where they reach in there to stir the fire up or move the coals around.
That's what they use?
That's what I think they're using.
Okay. Do you know about, have you built fires?
What?
Have you built fires in fireplaces? Have you built any?
Adobe?
Any fires at all? Built any?
I'm not following you, I'm sorry.
Have you built any fires in...